Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Peru's Congress voted to oust President Pedro Castillo in an impeachment trial on Wednesday, hours after he said he would dissolve the legislature by decree and threw the Andean country into a full-on constitutional crisis. Ignoring Castillo's attempt to shut down Congress, lawmakers moved ahead with the impeachment trial with 101 votes in favor of removing him, 6 against, and 10 abstentions. The legislature called on Peru's vice president to take office. While it's unclear who was ultimately going to prevail, Castillo appears to be losing his grip on power as allies abandoned him and ministers, the armed forces, police, and the U.S. ambassador criticized his move to shut down Congress outside normal legal channels. As snow fell in Kyiv on Wednesday, residents said they remained defiant and worried more about servicemen who must fight under freezing temperatures. Within Ukraine, officials were working on Wednesday to restore power after damage in the latest barrage of Russian missile strikes launched on Monday, hours after apparent Ukrainian drone strikes on 2 air bases deep inside Russia. Time magazine has named its 2022 Person of the Year. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Time's Person of the Year is Ukraine's President Zelensky for proving, says Time, that courage can be as contagious as fear. When Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, Volodymyr Zelensky stayed in Kyiv, the capital. He didn't run, says Times editor-in-chief Edward Felsenthal. Volodymyr Zelensky was a comedian who turned politician. When the war broke out, he worked to rally